That's the song Baby No More by Angemily. For the past 5 years, the Boston musician has built a local fan base with quiet, mesmerizing songs about addiction and identity. Now he's got a new sound and a national buzz. WBUR's Amelia Mason caught up with a singer-songwriter on his back porch in Jamaica Plain as he prepared to release his second studio album.
Back in 2015, Angemily experienced a crippling bout of writer's block. So he did what any smart musician would. He wrote it into a song.
I live in my paper.
Last year, Angemily released an acoustic version of the song, which he called Maker, a spare, unvarnished meditation on the creative process. But the singer says Maker was also about something else.
Maker is about, for me, my exploration of my identity, like pretty explicitly as like a trans person, which is wacky because when I wrote this, I did not identify as trans yet.
A lot has changed in the 5 years since. Angemily started hormone therapy and learned to sing in a voice a whole octave lower. He came out as trans to his parents. And the version of Maker on his new album is bolder as well. The album, Give or Taker, is Angemily's second full-length project, but in many ways it's a first. The Texas-born singer-songwriter, whose given name is Angemily Chitambo, earned a following in Boston with restrained, sometimes delicate songs that reminded people of Sufjan Stevens. Give or Taker revamps a lot of his old material with a bigger, more adventurous sound, a pretty different Angemily than fans may remember.
Even though I've like released self-released stuff in Boston in the past, this does feel like a debut. Because it feels like I finally had the resources to make the artistic statement that I want to make.
Those resources include a contract with the indie label Father Daughter Records and a grant from the Boston Foundation. The money helped Angemily hire a couple friends to produce the album. They made some songs almost unrecognizable from the originals, like In Your Eyes, which was an ambient ballad, and now sounds much more epic.
I love the sound of 1980s pop. I love the reverb. I love the drum machines.
The songs on Give or Taker, written over the course of several years, trace Angemily's sometimes tumultuous entrance into adulthood, including, at age 22, his treatment for alcoholism. With that sobriety came a newfound spirituality, not the strict Presbyterianism of his upbringing, but something a little more free.
So I have like a crystal in my pocket right now. When the wind blows a certain way, I'm like, wow. Thanks, universe.
Maybe it's silly, but those thoughts keep him grounded.
When I got sober, I was like, oh my god, I thought I was gonna die. But I am super not dead. Wow, I can't believe this. And I was like, there's gotta be something going on in the universe that has granted me this newfound, like, resilience or something.
The way Angemily describes it, Give or Taker isn't so much about not dying as it is about being reborn. It's about transformation, which contains growth and loss.
I identified as a lesbian, and then that wasn't a thing anymore. And then, you know, I identify as an alcoholic, and then that's not a thing anymore. I don't drink. Identifying as, like, all of these things, and then those things changing into something else and growing into something else. It's bittersweet to grow. And I guess the record is about how it is bittersweet to grow.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.